I have on the line now Darren Sweeney, Head of Corporate and Stakeholder Communications with the CCPC. Darren, what's happened over the past few weeks, and it's going to affect both consumers and retailers around Ireland, is that there's been a change in legislation around gift vouchers. I suppose, first off, the background to this legislation, I know it was kind of it was a subject of debate over the past few years around gift vouchers and honouring them and stuff like that. So what has actually happened legally in Ireland?
Yeah, absolutely. For the first time, there are laws that are specifically aimed at gift voucher legislation. Prior to this, there was nothing specific in legislation. So what we would have seen on our side is, you know, different policies. So you would buy a gift voucher. It may have 12-month expiry date. It may have 5 years. It may have 10 years. It may have none. Others may have only 6 months. So there's a huge amount of variety. And what we find is consumers were quite confused, and it was all very retail-specific. So these laws, I suppose, standardised. So the minimum length that a gift voucher can take effect for is 5 years now. So every business is a minimum of that now, or have no expiry date at all. So it standardises everything for consumers, which is great.
So basically, no, and there is a, I suppose you could say, a sell-by date on this, and that I think is it December 2nd is the important date on that. If the gift voucher is before December 2nd, then it's still just whatever it says on it.
Yeah, whatever's in the terms and conditions.
Okay. 5 years seems like a long time.
It is. I suppose it's one of those things of how do you set it. I mean, all of us set out in the best of intentions and put it into the drawer. But I suppose at 5 years, you're pretty sure to have found that by now. But it's good there's a set, as I said, there's no variety then between businesses. That's the minimum that you can expect. We would hear from consumers is that particularly 12 months, 6 months is very, very short. And that people would quite often, unfortunately, let them go. So at least this way, they're guaranteed for that length of time.
So you could be like re-gifting up to almost six Christmases later if you planned it right.
Absolutely. And under the new rules, you can re-gift. So you can walk in. So I could have a voucher in your name and I can walk in and use it. But also, particularly for the likes of, I know, airlines, that there was if there was a name on a passport and a name on a gift voucher, some airlines were charging to change the name to reflect the passport. That no longer will be the case. So now there's no charge attached to changing the name on the gift voucher. So they're two important improvements for consumers too.
So I suppose in the case of Ireland, airlines, that would probably be quite... Would that be specific to a ticket bought in Ireland, or would it have to be an Irish airline? Because I can imagine if you that might get a bit messy around a UK airline or a European-based airline.
It would be it's the gift voucher that's bought from an Irish-based airline.
Okay. What about the retailer side? What do people need to know? Where do they stand? And what should they be expecting in terms of documentation and stuff when they do get a gift voucher now that we are past December 2nd?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like it's a very busy time for consumers and for businesses at the moment, and we're very aware of that. So I suppose the first important thing, if you are a business, is to check to see what your current policy is. So some people may need to make no changes at all. The second thing you need to do is to make sure that you are giving, and as a customer, that you receive, firstly, the date on which the voucher starts and the date, if there is one, of when it will expire. And you need to be physically handed that. Also, you now can, you're not required to spend the full voucher amount in one transaction. So before, it could have been that you were in a restaurant, you spent €70 and you were trying to figure out the next €30 and buy a bottle of wine to take home in order to use it. Now you can use it more than once, so either you can get it back as a new voucher, or you can get cash, or you can get money back in card, and that's for the business to decide which one it is. But that's very good news for consumers as well too.
So it is quite consumer focused. It doesn't seem to bias the business too much. I mean, if anything, it's from what you're saying, it's closer to currency than it ever has before.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it's just, as I said, it's a clarity and across everybody. So everybody has these rules to play by, as opposed to different policy, different terms and conditions, depending on what business you were in or what you wanted to do. So this standardises as well too. So the other thing actually just to flag is that you now as well too can use more than one voucher in a transaction. So if you have two 50-euro vouchers, it's absolutely fine to use those. You're not restricted that you can only use one voucher per transaction. Which makes sense, because it's the same thing as money.
There's one part of the changes I think could be a bit of a grey area, is that you cannot refuse to accept gift vouchers that are not in the user's name. So basically, gift vouchers are they're a bit more of a commodity, would you say, for the crime side of things?
Potentially, but also they're very commonly regifted. That quite often you get a gift voucher and you may not use it, so you hand it over to somebody else. So I think it's not, I mean, in down to, in terms of what the aspect you're speaking about, it would be your security, be making sure barcodes, all of that side of things. But from a consumer perspective, it just means if I'm not going to use it, I can hand it over to you and there won't be an embarrassment at the till when you go to use a gift voucher and you're highlighted that your name is not on the voucher. So
I suppose the final thing is if people, they do get vouchers now over the next few weeks or whatever period of time, and they are dated December 2nd or later, is there a hub for information where they can find out what the rights are and where they stand and what they are and are not entitled to?
Absolutely. Our website is ccpc.ie. And we have a huge amount of information. I suppose the important thing to say is, irrespective of what, so if you get a voucher and it says 12 months expiry, irrespective of whether it says 12 months expiry, you're legally entitled to it for 5 years. So that's important, because obviously there's a bit of transition for a lot of people now, a lot of businesses that may have pre-printed gift vouchers. But irrespective of what's printed on the gift voucher, you are entitled to 5 years. So our website has ccpc.ie has all the information to explain what you're entitled to. We also have a helpline that you can call, which is 1890-432-432. And we've trained agents there who can help you understand your rights in any circumstance, whether it's buying gift vouchers or other services or products.
Our thanks to Flirt FM for that piece.